is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Holidays are rough times for calorie counters. The smell of oven-roasted turkey and gravy, honey-baked ham, and the sight of serving platters filled with cookies, cakes, and pies not only trigger fond memories of holidays past, they also trigger our digestive juices and the primal urge to dive onto the dining room table fork first. For those watching their waistlines at this time of year, Anders Porter of Core Power, he says you don't have to lock yourself in a car or hide in your bedroom during the holiday meals. You just have to know what to do to stay a step ahead of your holiday appetite. According to clinical studies, here are three of the easiest and most effective ways to control your holiday hunger pangs before they begin to control you. Number one, drink 2 glasses of water before meals. In one recent study, researchers at Virginia Tech found that drinking water before meals decreased hunger and facilitated weight loss. They also found that over the course of 12 weeks, dieters who drank water before meals 3 times per day lost about 5 pounds more than dieters who did not increase their water intake. Number two, eat eggs for breakfast. A study published in the International Journal of Obesity shows that eating 2 eggs for breakfast as part of a reduced-calorie diet helps overweight adults lose more weight and feel more energetic than those who eat a bagel breakfast of equal calories. The researchers also found that blood lipids were not impacted during the 2-month study. They found that blood levels of HDL and LDL cholesterol, as well as triglycerides, did not vary compared to baseline cholesterol blood levels in subjects who ate either the bagel or egg breakfasts. And finally, number three, drink a milk protein meal. Food proteins are known for suppressing appetite, but it seems that milk protein is especially good at it. Milk protein keeps metabolism burning slowly and blood sugar stable. Additionally, snacks that have milk as a protein source have no anti-nutrients, while plant protein-based snacks may have them. Anti-nutrients are compounds that interfere with the absorption of nutrients. It's always interesting to meet new rising artists, so let's talk to a young man who's making a name for himself in the music business.
My name is Jake Miller. I'm a 22-year-old hip-hop slash pop artist from South Florida, and I'm signed to Warner Brothers. I just put out my debut EP with Warner Brothers called Lionheart. It's on iTunes now, and I'm just traveling like crazy right now, doing a lot of shows, making music, and living my dream.
How do you become a hip-hop artist in Florida? Is it just natural?
I mean, I started putting videos and music on YouTube when I was in 9th grade, and I kind of have always just made the music that I like to make, music that I think that me and my friends would like to listen to, and if it catches other people's attention, that's just a bonus. And so that's what I've been lucky enough to do. I created this organic fan base, and it's been a blessing.
Is that how the record company found you, through YouTube?
Yeah, I put a lot of stuff on YouTube. I did a lot of stuff on my own before the label found me. I did 2 national headlining tours independently, and what we created independently was very impressive. So a lot of labels were knocking on our door, and I was just lucky enough to sign to Warner Brothers.
Tell me about First Flight Home.
First Flight Home is a song I made in L.A. The beginning of this year. And basically, I was just in L.A. for months at a time. I hadn't seen my friends and family in a long time. And all I wanted to do was go home, catch a red eye, and surprise my loved ones back home. I couldn't do that, though, because I was in the studio, so I wrote a song about it.
What are your plans for 2015?
I'm going to get in the studio come the new year, and I'm going to start recording for my full-length album with Warner Brothers, my first album. And I'm going to shoot a music video for my new single, Dazed and Confused, featuring Travis McCoy. And then I'm going to get back on tour, whether it's supporting a big act or doing another headlining tour. I'm not really sure yet. We're kind of waiting to hear back for details, but it's just going to be a lot of touring.
You know, there's some kids listening to this that are wondering, what is this all like when you finally hit it big like you're hitting it now? Is it everything you hoped it would be? What's your reaction to how it is?
Yeah, it's definitely everything I hoped it would be and more. Every day is a new adventure. Every single day is crazy. I'm meeting everybody who has been on my iPod for my entire lifetime. Everyone that I grew up listening to, they're now the dressing room next to mine. It's definitely a surreal feeling, and it's just everything that I've ever wanted, and I can't wait to see what's in the future, because we're kind of just getting started. I mean, I'm still an up-and-comer in a sense, so it's crazy.
All right, listen, all the best, and we hope that we'll see you again. You seem like a nice young man, and I'm sure the girls fall all over you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Have a nice holiday.
Thank you, you too.
With Jake Miller, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
Have you ever been the victim of a crime? This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict.
Helen was out looking for work one day when a man accosted her in a parking garage. While trying to steal her purse, the man shoved her down a flight of stairs and she was injured. Helen's medical treatment required $25,000 that she didn't have. Remember, she's unemployed. So how does Helen get that kind of money? The purse snatcher was caught, but he doesn't have $25,000. So what happens now? Can the court force the assailant to pay? Or is Helen simply out of luck? The final verdict after this. Helen was a victim of a violent crime. All 50 states have a victim's compensation program, so she can be reimbursed for lost wages, counseling, and medical expenses. And that's the final verdict.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Green technology is hitting entertainment. DirecTV has taken a huge step and is now powering their satellites purely from the sun's energy, avoiding alternate fuel and energy sources that aren't fully sustainable. Raza Kazmi leads this progressive move from LA.
Basically, the satellites themselves are powered by the sun. They're not powered by electricity in terms of combustion or coal or, you know, a tired old obsolete, you know, plants and all that. So it's obviously much easier and much cheaper. And then as I was saying before, you know, all of our satellites are solar powered, which is another big step in the right direction toward utilizing alternative forms of energy. So overall, I think DirecTV is definitely taking some really proactive, conscientious steps in the right direction to helping support the green movement.
Nice treat when big media shows up for the humans. See their example at thinkgreenradio.com. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.